All on top of the head.
That was meant. I was
Go ahead.
You sure you want to know?
I want to know, but hold on, just saying, because I studied you on film, and I know sometimes you know you're on the phone.
I be on the show working.
Yeah.
Got to make sure this shit clear.
I always wonder. I was like, what is he texting?
Hey, boy, I'll be texting my agent. Like, okay, I'm like, right now.
My text, you sitting right beside me. You heard that shit?
I looked at the joint, the one when y'all was doing the poetry shit.
Oh, yeah.
You was mad as a motherfucker. Yeah. Boy, you got set up. Ooh. Niggas brought y'all into the when they brought y'all
was in Jacksonville.
I was in that bitch, and we really told them, boy, we felt it, and they walked out, and they still wanted pictures. Why didn't you be here 2 hours, man?
No, that really.
And now y'all want to pick me leave.
That was my fault. Yeah.
It was clear, but I love the way y'all was just, you know, y'all went with it.
Chilling.
Y'all went
with it. That Chad, man. You know, Chad done brought us through a couple of situations. We over here like, yeah, fellas, look, you know, never happened again. I'm like, no, Chad, fuck all that.
It didn't happen again.
He learned.
But it hasn't happened again.
He learned.
He
learned.
The rest of that money, nigga.
He ain't gonna do it.
He ain't gonna give it to us.
He gonna rob us after this anyway. I know. I don't trust that nigga to keep getting up. Nigga that was holding his belly. That nigga got the strap in that motherfucker.
No, I trust him because he got a good woman. She ain't gonna let him do shit to us.
For real?
Yeah, he'll pull the shit out. Be like, everybody get on the floor. Don't do these folk like that. These folk work hard. Don't even do it, babe.
Yeah, that was funny too.
Yeah, he wants to throw you in an uncomfortable situation. Yeah, but so you just be, you know.
It's a be new BS sometimes.
Yeah.
It'd be good. Good BS is learning BS.
That's what, you know, that's that chitlin' circuit, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why he's still around. He's a good nigga.
Chitlin' circuit.
Mind behind their business.
The hotel. I was still getting bags from CIAA, and it was just like, I'm gonna get in trouble down here, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The chilling circuit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they'll have you walk into some shit. Oh, no, we just got a meet and greet. Two people.
Yeah.
You look up
walk 20 to a cemetery. Right. He never been brought to a cemetery.
I went to college at Winston-Salem State. That video with Beans was jumping over the crowd trying to get to the dudes in the fight. That was a Winston-Salem State homecoming show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you get down there and the club be full of everybody who there on Wednesday when you there on Friday.
Yeah. but part of the reason we show it because we halfway document the journey.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. People really like attached to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like that's them being. We don't edit it or overproduce it. We want to make it that raw so like people can understand. They see where a lot of comedians are at the very top. But like, yo, this is part of the process, man.
Yeah.
And we like make it that real. We come together as a team, we figure it out, and we keep it moving.
That's right.
The good and the bad.
Tell me your story.
Nigga, I had to drive like 45 minutes with my shit like that. I'm like, man, this motherfucker about to be done.
Nigga, I'm
going straight to the shop and walked home.
Nigga, I'm going to the pull apart to get a part, nigga. I'm with my mechanic. He a crackhead on it, but he my nigga. Soon as I busted left, boah! Nigga, I thought I broke my axle, but the way my car was leaning to the side, nigga, the tie up on it, part, nigga, I'm just like, nigga, I fucked my tie rod up, bro.
That's good right here.
I got a couple ragged ass stories. Nigga, I never get getting out at the red light, John. Time in the red light. My fan didn't work.
No shocks on that bitch. That motherfucker
was dragged.
I hate that shit. I hate cars that had no shocks.
It's a tight spot.
Nigga, I had to pop the hood, grab my scissors that I had, hit my crackhead mechanic done put a chip of wood in my fan, so all I had to do was hit that motherfucker with the scissors. Don't shut that motherfucker on that hood.
Slow.
Yeah, you got to close it slow and kiss it.
Ain't nothing.
Get back in the car. Niggas are looking at me in the car. I ain't even paying them no attention.
Being on the highway going 70 miles per hour, your shit just starts slowing down. You hitting the gas, that motherfucker going,
Oh, what that was?
I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this, nigga? What was that problem I had on that car?
Everything.
Yeah, nigga, something with the transmission.
I had to get something done to the translation. That motherfucker got to going.
Don't you feel blessed that any problem that go on with your car, you know for a fact you can fix it?
You can fix it.
Nigga, back in the day, when any problem, nigga, it didn't matter if the brake light came on. You like, come on, Lord.
You just sitting, waiting on a mechanic to call you and tell you what the fuck was. You just hoping that it was just an accident. Nigga call you then. I got some good news and some bad news.
Which one you want first?
Yeah, I can fix it, but it's going to cost you.
But.
Let me tell you what it busts your head. A 350 will bust your whole head open. If a nigga hit you with a it's going to be about 350. All right now.
Let me tell you something. One some killed me. I need mine to be in the two digits.
Exactly.
The way I was balling back then. It's like your car. One some was too much. I was like 180. God.
It's like your car know you got some money. As soon as you get some money, Eric, it's $300 worth of shit, bro.
Shout
out. You thought you needed one little cool ass time. Nigga, you need four.
Would you believe me? I bought a car from a nigga who was wanted from the police.
Come on, bro.
How do you manage to make
it? And get caught. Get locked up because the police thought I was the nigga
who stole the car. Ain't that about it?
It wasn't stole the car. He was just wanted.
Oh, he was just, okay.
I just bought his car for $200, Crown Victoria. Never forget it.
What year was it?
It was like a 92.
Oh,
I put some work in it. I probably put like $200 in it. But I rode that bitch for 2 months. That was my
nigga,
baby.
My cousin sold a car to a nigga who went to jail across the street. The police gave him his car back.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
That was a real nigga.
Hey, the police gave that man.
Jumping, what the fuck is that?
My cousin, Junkie J.
Junkie J.
That's his name, bro.
Junkie J.
What Junkie J would used to do it, man?
That nigga dedicated his whole life to the streets.
Woo!
He got the name, nigga. Fuck it. Junkie J.
I don't mind talking to junkies, man. They are some of the intelligent,
wisdom, man.
Stupid niggas they in the world, wisdom. Man. Because you learn and you learn what not to do.
Yeah. Them lovers, they say everything and nothing.
Young at man, the same time.
If you wouldn't be here, you would be dead. What the fuck? What you just say? If you wasn't born, you wouldn't be
here. Hey man, my mechanic man, this nigga works so good. All he just needed, he always say he need a boost. If the job is a $30 job, he need a $5 boost.
That's it.
He like, look, they gonna cost you $30, but you know, man, I just need my boost, man. Go on,
cause he don't
want
to cut it to 30 for something. Yeah, five is what he needs.
He like, man, just give me $5. Let me go get my boost, give my energy. And he gonna work them $30 clean the fuck out, Joe.
Hey, y'all know what it is, though, right?
What it is.
Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show, man. This is your man, Carlos Miller. I'm here with the motherfucking family.
It's your boy, DC Young Fly.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
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 We out here in L.A. in our other studio, man. We had to pull up.
What the lucky die.
Other studio. Had to see if this shit still work. Do they still have microphone? Let's go.
Hey, what the fuck is that?
Chico Bean, he in town, buddy. About to go.
Yep.
DC Young Fly got the beat, and you already know.
Yep.
We had to kick some off. We eating edibles. 85.
You eating them up by yourself.
Only one who's
edibles. Yeah, he eating edibles. I ain't gonna do that shit.
What
no more. Last time I ate edibles, I got stuck on the floor. Fucking with that nigga, Carlos Miller. Yeah. You gonna lose your life. Eating gummy bears. He gonna have you trying to fuck your wife, and you ain't even married. Ain't that crazy? That's some bullshit. Yeah. 85 South Show. You know we keep a full clip. Remember last time we was in this fucking studio? Man, I think that was like 3 whole years ago. We
so too. I can't remember. It was like 16, maybe 15. We was up in this bitch. We was
so what the fuck is that?
DC with the cold ass and live through that shit one more game so they can see.
What the fuck is that?
Nigga, we can't fuck up. It's just the 85 South Show where you know what's up. We be in this bitch chilling,
shit
talking,
like,
getting
shit like a church choir anniversary.
Shout out to my nigga wife and shout out to Billy.
Hey, yup, Billy is in here.
85 South Show got
Billy's in here.
Keep on DC, keep on going with it.
Billy's in here.
One more time, DC.
Hey, hey. Hey, what the fuck is that? Hey.
Billy's in here.
Billy's in here.
Hey. We out here though.
LA. Yeah, we out here doing, man. What the fuck we just do today?
Man, you tell him. You tell him.
Should we tell him? I mean, we already posted on Instagram. Yeah, everybody had them goddamn boy good look, boy. You make a big move, boy. I see you doing your thing, boy. Don't forget about your boy. No. We had a meeting with Diddy, man. About this 85 South Show shit, y'all. What the fuck is that?
Exactly. I brought my own noise.
Hey, man, we had to go see what the OG was talking about, man. That nigga is rich, man.
As a motherfucker.
Nigga rich as shit.
Matter of fact, my whole attitude done changed.
Real talk.
Tell me, whenever y'all see this, just know, from the time you see this, you got to give me a week before you can say any goddamn thing to me.
I'm talking about for real, like.
You can't tell me nothing.
Bitch can't tell me nothing, because I got a joint account. Shit, I'm breaking shit. I got a joint account with Diddy. I made sure he put my name on something.
Right.
Where it would just throw away money. Or whatever he got going on, I just had to be on it. Or you gonna put me on an account with your son, Chris. You know, somebody gotta watch the young nigga while he got damn, you know, I'd be the financial advisor. He knew I knew that job title, financial advisor.
Right.
So he kind of felt like I knew what the fuck I was talking about. So I'm Chris, financial advisor.
We sitting in there with the nigga from the Hate Me Now video, like this nigga right there. I'm talking
real
about
talk.
Right there, telling us how much he fuck with us. It's like, bruh.
It was unreal.
He told this fool, he looked dead at Chico and said, "You on a diet?"
He said, "Did you change your diet?" I'm like, "Nigga, what?" "Yeah, but how you know, motherfucker?" Like, that shit. That
nigga
crazy.
Said, "You look different." I said, "But a nigga been watching, because I didn't know the nigga was on a diet.
Right.
I didn't even know you had a diet."
Let's just go to show you don't die.
Did you change?
On earth without
Did you really change your diet?
I stopped eating certain stuff, but it wasn't a necessary.
But was it, how long has it been since you stopped eating certain stuff?
About 4 months.
Okay, that's new. Because if you did that shit for some years.
Oh, hell no.
That nigga was bullshit.
Yeah, nah.
You changed your diet. Is that a rich form of getting the nigga to open up? Hold up, wait a minute. You changed your diet?
Yeah.
I can tell.
Now open up. Tell me more.
Nigga, my little sister left me at the bus station when I was a little boy. That's how you get the truth out of me.
That's how you get the truth out of motherfucker. That, see, when you go in them rich conversations, you pick up on certain shit. I got to use that. I got to use that.
Random questions. Hey, man, when'd you learn to tie your shoes? They're like, oh. When I was in the third grade, that's crazy.
I mean, you really care.
Tell me a little bit more about the third grade.
I'm gonna use that when I owe a nigga some money. Hey, DC, don't you think I know? Before you said, I know what I owe you, but listen, did you
change your diet? You looking good.
Come on, man. Good boy, what it look like, boy, you don't need my money to buy a goddamn thing.
Man, go.
I'm just saying, that's what that look like. You don't need my money to buy a goddamn thing.
You changed your diet.
You changed your motherfucking diet.
At Whole Foods and shit now.
Yeah, all you gotta do is cut grass and eat it.
Now, you know we had to keep it all the way 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had to do something for the street. I had to drink some Ciroc with the nigga who invented Ciroc.
But I never drink Ciroc again.
I sipped it. I got to swallow. I ain't want to be no bitch. I put a corner and I made and it was enough to make a nigga say, shit.
Like Lo said, though, you never drink Ciroc again. Because even if you drink Ciroc again, it ain't going to be like the time you drank it with Diddy.
Yeah.
You can't top it.
That's it. I felt loose after that damn shot. I don't even drink. I got warm.
Start texting.
Hey, I thought texting people back and shit. I'm like, hey, baby, how you doing?
He in there on the phone. Hey, excuse me, baby. Did you change your diet?
Did you change your diet?
Bringing it right back
to me. Can I please? Oh, Lord. I need you.
Oh, man. This shit been wild, though, man. You know, just building this 85 South Show and seeing where this shit can go. We on our way to the meeting with Diddy. Nigga ride by us listening to this shit. So, much love to all the people who've been supporting us on the gram.
Real talk. Somebody at the house is crying and clapping and like, I've been rooting for them niggas for so long,
right,
bro.
Right.
Them niggas about to make it, man. Come here. Open the rewind and listen to this shit.
Fly, you ain't gonna believe this shit. When we pull up from leaving to go get something to eat to the hotel, nigga, Andre Harrell standing out in front of the hotel. The nigga who gave Diddy his start. He's standing in front of the hotel.
I was just finna ask you, who the fuck is that?
We know you don't be knowing. We know.
You know I'm a young, old nigga.
Yeah, that's why we be putting
you. It's like certain shit that you think I wouldn't know, I know. The shit you think I was supposed to know, I don't know that shit.
This the crazy part.
I don't know
that.
You
be forgetting sometimes how young you act.
I'm only 25.
I know. Nigga, you know what I was doing, goddamn it, 25 years ago.
You not 50, nigga.
I feel you, but shit, nigga, I was old enough to remember what the fuck I was doing 25.
Bro, you was like 9, nigga.
Really 10.
I That's what I'm saying.
I'm really saying, though.
But this is how I feel like. You know what I was doing 18 years ago? I was 7. I know exactly what I was doing at 7. Hunching bitches.
Hunching.
Exactly. Put the coat over my head, bitch, and give me a kiss.
See, I was 10. At 10, I was hunching with your clothes down. I was going to pull your clothes down.
Hey, boy, I never get this bitch.
When hunching got real.
Woo!
Just hunching was cool.
When second grade,
when
I never.
Shit start working.
No, no, when bitches. When bitches wore stockings.
Yeah, when you.
When you seen that bitch stockings came down, I was like, oh,
when
shit.
When you realize.
It's a different ball game.
A dick foe for real. You're like, oh, this with this.
We still hunching, but we just hunching naked.
Hey, then when you figured out it was something to put in something.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. This little girl was put on some shit, and I was touched.
Right.
You just, that would, you just.
I was touched. I swore on everything, bro. I never forget. I was touched, bro.
It's always something.
Yeah, it's always.
I'm thinking we supposed to do the normal hunching. She said, pull your pants down. I said, what? She said, pull your pants down. I pulled my pants down. She pulled her stock down. Nigga, my eye got big as fuck. And you know how little boys, when we scared, she told me, relax. Nigga, I never forget this shit. Nigga, her name is Marquita. Marquita!
What you doing behind the house with
Lil Fab? We went behind the house, nigga. We so happened got it in trouble, and we had detention in the second grade.
Oh my God.
That story, when you put a timestamp on it, that was...
Clay. I never get... Look at Clay. Clay, I heard you on the radio, man. Bro. You got a voiceover on one of these commercials.
Nah.
Yes, you do. It's a dental commercial. I know it was you, because all I heard was, get your smile on. I said, that sound like Clay. That sound like Clay. Yes, you did. Then came here with your carrot juice. Clay, where the fuck you been, man?
I been out here. Where
that was that light skin shit. You don't fuck with that no more. You ain't called me in, then, man.
Y'all ain't hit me.
I heard you on the radio. You got a voiceover.
No, I ain't got a voiceover.
You own some dental insurance. I heard you said, yeah, nigga, get your smile on.
Nigga said, I got a real job.
What you do, nigga?
I got a real job. What's the job, man? Tell us the job.
Oh, man, you know, I teach hot yoga.
This nigga stand on us, man. You got a job, man. You ain't tell us shit. Nigga silently. Moved to LA and got the fuck on.
I've been writing, so.
This nigga said, I got a real job. With, and then took a sip of courage.
Yeah, man. SNL ass nigga, man.
That shit ain't regular.
I know that shit ain't. Nigga, I gotta go to work my damn self.
You in the room all day talking shit, and then you gotta argue with people about how your shit
is better than they.
Yeah, that's it. All day.
That's why you so defensive.
All day. In and out. I be arguing about shit I don't wanna argue for either.
Like what?
Everything. I be trying to push shit I know. So I be like, hold on, man. Look, I could do it.
Yeah.
The show about shoes, I could do it. I know some shoes. Niggas got shoes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's crazy, though.
Then they come at you. Well, what kind of shoes do you have? Because the soles on the shoes we're looking for is a little different than what you just present.
Nah, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Real shit, man.
Well, we glad your ass got a job.
Man, no, I'm out here. I'm working.
You left us and got the fuck on, man.
Y'all don't let me know, but y'all got a live show in Huntsville. This week.
Mm-hmm.
When is this coming out?
Nigga just looked at the calendar.
Friday. No,
nigga came in and was like, y'all got to show it up. I'm telling you, Huntsville, because you changed your diet.
Nigga, I
what are y'all
changing? Changed your diet.
Diddy put us up on the new shit today, Clay.
What did Diddy put y'all up on, man?
You got to start asking people if they changed their diet.
That's how you get into the rich
that's
conversation.
That's what Diddy told y'all to do?
That's how you open up to rich conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you change your diet?
Yeah.
He did 4 months ago, and he opened up like a baby.
Then.
That boy opened up. That nigga was like, I did. You need to know more about me.
That nigga said, Chico, did you change your diet? I'm like, yeah, a little bit. But what, nigga, how you know? He's like, you know, you look different. I'm like, all right, Diddy, that mean this nigga Diddy know what the nigga look like. That's crazy.
He knew you were darker.
He been watching you. He been looking.
That shit crazy.
That's why they were so big on the lighting situation, because we were just dark. We just need to be brought to the light a little bit, you know? Yeah. Just change your diet.
Get your skin tone a little bit better.
That's all.
Change your diet.
Nigga, the Charlemagne.
Start eating beets.
That's it right there. That's what we're going to have to name this motherfucker, the Change Your Diet episode.
I'm going to tell y'all, the facials ain't nothing wrong with getting a
face. So hold on, man. Hold on. Slow down. Can you take me through the whole process since I couldn't come to the meeting?
You couldn't
y'all
come?
Y'all told me to stay in the lobby. That's what they told me, man. That's what they told me, man.
You was at work, Clayton.
Yeah, this is what the viewers. The viewers.
You was in a meeting arguing with niggas about shoes.
Nah,
don't do that.
Nah, man. Y'all ain't let me know till after.
You was arguing with niggas about shoes.
Y'all called me after the post.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Nigga
called me after the post.
He said, y'all called me after the post.
Nigga text me eyes after the post.
Nigga calling me, hey Clayton, man, I ain't see you like that pic we just posted.
Now these niggas came back talking about change your diet and shit. It'll open you up. Open
man,
up what? What is we
said,
opening
man,
up?
Nigga text me some eyes, man. Nigga,
clean you up. Niggas popping now.
Hey man, niggas stupid, man. But anywho, the meeting was great. It was beautiful, you know.
Did
you learned a lot.
Like this?
Huh? Nah, man, we nigga learned a lot, you know. We you know what I'm saying? We try to get shit together.
I'm a whole nother nigga now.
What he said, man? Take us through it. That's a fucking guru, man.
First of all,
I'm saying, like, I want to hear this shit.
The nigga said he's very proud of all the waters we be drinking on the show. The waters, the nutrients is coming back. You can tell that drinking waters really took the show to a whole
new. This is what he said?
Man, this nigga
Do
showed
drink
me.
His water?
This nigga showed me one Taekwondo move, man. It's a swing around. I don't know how he do it, but he said that's how he get a lot of niggas off of him. Cause he don't walk around with no security.
Don't, bro.
He got one swing around. I said,
that
how you
was,
do it?
Bro, that like, was the whole shit.
It.
He gave us all individual.
Like, did that shit old, yeah. Didn't that shit ain't go that shit.
So like
beat
so
up.
It was like going to see the wizard.
Yeah.
It definitely was like
so the nigga gave a nigga
it was more like
the equivalent of courage.
Yeah.
Like a nigga ain't need courage, like nigga need a healthy eating.
Exactly.
Nigga gave you a salad and was
but
like,
just
go
in
ahead,
case,
get your
you
life
know, to let you to let us know that he wasn't just trying to make us change.
He knew exactly who the fuck we were.
Eating habits, you know what I mean? He was like, this is a fried chicken recipe that me and Biggie came up with like 96.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's very unique.
Was,
so,
like, bro, we can't tell you everything you told us because it was just so much game.
If you believe it,
give me the synopsis.
Can you imagine just going to see the guru and you thinking it's just like it's finna be bigger than what it is and nigga in there playing 2K?
That's what he was doing.
On career mode. Right. I'm talking, it's a nigga named Diddy.
He was
on the game with an ugly ass jump shot.
A lot of people don't know Diddy got a 2K player.
You talking about he play on the court?
It's an ugly ass jump
it's
shot
the,
though.
It's the street ball court.
That's
though.
What I'm talking about. He play on the court.
I'm talking about a good ass shot though. Ugly ass jump shot. And he just want to tell people the game, man. He like, man, you.
Man, and this is another thing. You
see this game?
Make sure you got TVs that pop out of everything. Yeah,
like did right here.
TV pop out.
Okay. Okay.
TVs pop out of everything, bro.
Okay.
Yo,
we
chill.
We had a big TV. He was like, nah,
TV pop out.
Pop the
lean
TV
back
out.
Too far. You fall back, niggas. The TV come out your ass. Like, yeah, I think.
Bro.
This nigga got TV there.
I learned so much shit today. When you get your money.
Y'all went to the house?
Right.
No, no, no.
Y'all went to
but
Diddy
that's
house?
The thing, though, Clayton. Like, this
office?
Nigga, this nigga,
nigga
office
is
bigger
his
than
house.
The apartment that I lived in for the last 11
Where
years.
Where the office at? You can't tell nobody.
Can't
all
tell
right.
Nobody.
Yeah, because y'all
when you need some shit right. Done, it's a little white dude that come out with a full tuxedo with some black leather gloves and do that shit.
You yeah. Talking about, yeah, y'all get that.
He TVs out. He chopped the lemons for the Ciroc, bro. This nigga.
I don't believe none of that.
They fried.
Out of all the shit we done capped on, this is the shit that's the fact.
Yeah, this
are
shit
we,
fact.
Are we everybody else got on this shit?
The lemons are real, Clayton.
Wait a minute.
And they're cold and fresh.
Like if some shit need to be done, the TV need to be popped out, we want to drink Ciroc. Call that tuxedo nigga in here.
Yeah.
And that shit gonna
what's,
pop
what's,
out.
What's Batman?
And the Wi-Fi was great.
What's Batman?
The Wi-Fi
Batman
was so great.
Name?
Oh, I was on everything at one time. Just
what's Batman Butler name? And
Alfred.
Alfred. He got a whole real Alfred walking around that motherfucker.
Dude, you can't see him though.
But he wear gloves.
You can't see him, but that nigga handle
white
shit.
Gloves.
Fingerless gloves.
Nah,
Usher
leather.
Gloves.
Like Stoney Jackson.
Nah, they love.
He looked like Stoney Jackson from 227.
Made by Italian dude.
Nigga, guess what's in the bathroom?
An alligator.
Some Hershey Kisses.
Yeah.
That's not a place for
they don't have
Hershey
soap to wash your hands. It's sea salt, bro.
That's not the place for Hershey.
Hey, though. Taking the shit and grabbing
Hershey
one of them Hershey Kisses.
I don't want my Hershey Kiss in the bathroom. Hey,
man. Taking the shit and looking over seeing them Hershey Kiss.
Who eating?
You know what?
Who eating the bathroom Hershey Kisses? Like, you really need some chocolate. That must be for people with insulin.
Typical setup.
Oh, my. You know what?
Every day, dog.
Before you get in the bathroom. Like, you go in the bathroom, it's a lounge.
Who in there?
In the other door, it's a bathroom part.
Yeah.
So it's a couch.
Everything got its own section. The toilet got its own section and sink.
You make it a lounge.
The sink got its own sink, nigga. It was a sink.
Nigga, the sink had pillows.
Oh, man.
Shit was
there were fishes in that motherfucker.
Fill me in some more, man. I need to know, man.
You so baller, man.
All right.
Because how you supposed to act around Diddy? You got to.
That's what I'm saying.
Talking
like,
to his life?
That was. Nah, you don't know. Like,
take that.
Nah, what none of that.
Did y'all like come in the room?
That nigga was talking like, you know, he was like,
he was a real nigga.
He was a real nigga. He was fucking with us. It's like, nigga, this is goddamn.
He knew everybody. He knew episodes.
We asked that nigga if he ever drove the Benz that he had, said he never drove yet. He was like, nah, nigga, I never drove it.
He ain't never crank it up.
He never drove it. He still got it.
He still got it. Why y'all ain't never drove it?
No. He not using it.
I did. He laughed.
He laughed.
Oh, okay. That's not a no.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said that's hope. That's definitely hope.
Yeah. It's a lot going on. It's a whole lot.
So y'all signed a revolt contract.
We ain't, no.
The shit big, Clay.
That's why they signed it.
Fuck it. The deal is on the table. Let's just tell it off. We signed it. I done bought 9 houses already. Damn.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Come on, man. We deserve better than this.
I own the whole Martin Luther King, nigga. I done bought the street. The name.
I own the whole Martin Luther King.
I already done bought it. You looking at Georgia. Look at me.
DC, listen, now this guy.
I'm running for mayor next year because I done bought it.
DC owns Clark Atlanta now. So if you go there, DC owns
Clark Atlanta. I'm the dean of Clark Atlanta. I'm accepting all new bitches. Come on, let's do it. Get in my school. I'm telling you. He did, he definitely, man.
So y'all signed it.
It's just so crazy. You see that Chad working the camera now. That's what it did.
Right.
That's and look at the camera. It's not his own camera.
Oh, okay.
Chad working the camera.
They got new
camera. Went.
That's what happened.
Chad went to go rent that camera and say he gonna take it.
You leave a meeting with Diddy, you be like, man.
He a real nigga, man.
I can do anything. It's like the Reading Rainbow thing.
Like whatever you thought you was doing.
Butterflies in the sky.
Diddy set this up. He said, man, go work, y'all. Matter of fact, huh? He go 10,000. He go 10,000.
He go 10.
He gave Chad 3 because he light skinned. He said, you light skinned, huh?
Give me one.
Nah, real talk.
Give me one.
He gave him 3. You want one? I bought everybody in here give you one a piece.
Give me one.
Because we fought with you.
Give me one.
We got yours put up. We put yours up.
Give me one. Y'all don't put mine up.
We definitely asked for you.
Put mine up.
We asked for you. We said, Clay need here.
Put mine out.
Put it in my pocket.
We said, Clay need here. He said, well, get us the Clay.
Y'all going with gurus?
Yo,
what you mean?
We stunting? Is that what we doing?
I'm thinking of buying an actual honeycomb.
A honeycomb hideout?
No, just the actual.
Just the honeycomb.
Well, why not get the hideout? What's the point of the honeycomb without the hideout?
That's why I was gonna keep the honeycomb.
What's the point of having the honeycomb if you gotta hide it out though?
No, like, not gotta, the. No,
I just partnered up with
you
Metro
got
PCS.
A honeycomb hideout. The hideout.
I just partnered up with Metro PCS. Just got the email. So God damn it, I'm good. I own Metro PCS.
About up to like.
Thank you, Diddy. Unlimited, everybody. I own part of Metro PCS.
You just bought part of Metro PCS.
Paying everybody bill for 2 months.
I own part of it.
Paying every, oh, just
nah,
part.
I just own part of it. So if nigga, I even still got to pay my bill in order to get my money.
I'm going to bring Nextels back. The Chirps is coming back in. We're going to start chirping again. It's going to be on his...
Yeah, you know, it's a joint account.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You know, everybody get money.
You're only going to be able to get it on, you know, his
Yeah, more definitely on Metro PCA, you know, man. We ain't bullshit.
I've been saying this for the longest, and Clayton, I told you if I ever met Diddy, I was going to tell him that I did need a direct plug on some Sean John for Lil Suits.
When he said that shit, my nigga, that's when I knew he was really there. How old he was?
Yeah,
he said, "Man, I need them Sean John for Lil Suit." I said,
No.
God.
Now he do it. He make it look like Gucci, but it'd be a different animal. Like if Gucci put a tiger,
you'd be like,
he put a cheetah.
I don't want the updated version.
You know what I'm saying? Like the snake on the collar on his got a rattle.
I don't want the update.
With a human hand.
You know how the Gucci one got the snake, but it's like the garden snake. Here's like a rattle. It's got a rattle.
Rattle on the back of it. Okay.
It make noise on this side. Only on this side. Only on this side.
You see, you thinking I'm asking for the updated version. I want some authentic ones that came out that first run.
Oh, they ain't gonna fit you. You ain't gonna fit you. You ain't tall enough or fat enough. You're gonna have to gain weight. Everything was 3X back then.
Yeah. And you're gonna have to get some Air Force Ones in time all the way to the top. That's the only way you can dress
them. With the mids, with the strap.
Exactly.
But don't.
Hey, yeah!
Well, you know what that means. Like, I wish we had some fan mail going too, right?
I wish we had some fan mail. Chat, why you not on your shit? Huh? Huh? Why you not on your shit? Huh?
Man.
Huh?
Chat. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all done flexed on me with the guru story. Can I tell my guru story?
I knew it was coming. Let's go. I own Metro PCS. Top that.
Can I tell my guru story?
Go ahead, bro.
Okay.
We've been making moves.
Man. You know, just wrote some content. For Will Smith.
Come on now.
You know Hold on. Get down. Don't do that.
Could you hand me the paper towel?
Oh my goodness.
Could you just drip sauce all over the table?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Come on,
he
man.
He dripped the sauce on the table.
Come on, man. Y'all, I thought we were talking gurus.
Go ahead.
I want some guru. I wasn't just trying to take from the guru. I want some guru.
Well, keep talking about your guru.
Man.
What else you done did?
Oh,
come
man.
On, bro. Tell us that.
Oh, we, I went to the Cayman Islands. All
right. Ooh,
look at that. The Cayman Islands.
First of all,
just went out there to, you know, just put some money away. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Put some money away. It's an island in the Caribbean. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't never been nowhere, man.
They eat turtle meat.
Snacking on some turtle meat.
I talked to the artificial intelligence robot.
Come on, man.
Sophia.
Oh, she's still alive?
The robot, the artificial intelligence robot, Sophia. Yeah, I talked to her. I talked to her for real.
What's she talking about?
Nothing you want to hear.
But I got a question.
Scared the motherfucker.
Do they?
I get a twitch and it's like, why does everybody think I want to take over the world? And I'm like, because of that. But did they put them
I Am Legend zombies? Do they keep them in the same rooms with the robot?
No. The robot, it ain't iRobot. This is a real robot. Look it up. Sophia the robot. She hook up to the Wi-Fi. She got artificial intelligence. They really done made artificial intelligence. This bitch ain't got nobody. I'm sorry for calling you a bitch if you in the airwaves right now. Because this bitch serious. Like, she hooked up to the internet. Right. That's how she knows shit. And they put her in a suitcase. And she can answer questions. She sat there and chopped it up. She answered questions. People was asking her. They weren't good answers. But she answered them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Zordon, nigga.
They asked me to do something, and I think this is the guru lesson I'm going to give y'all that Will gave me in the whole thing. And there was a few more other people that came out there, some writers, some comedians I know. I don't know if they wanted to develop. Had to sign the NDA, so I can't tell it all. But basically, it's when the opportunity comes, even if that's not what the fuck you do. If it's a chance for you to go do that shit, go fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? Shit came into play like a motherfucker, you know? The Cayman shit was set up. So after I did some shit where they just wanted to see what people had to say in content, I'm giving them, you know, awesome shit. Next thing you know, Cayman Islands, passport expired. Need the passport. Gotta get the passport. Got a passport office out here.
Oh, this nigga shit, man.
Man, gotta go out there and get the passport because my shit expired. Get the passport. The lady like, where your itinerary? I ain't got the itinerary yet. She was like, well, I don't know what I could do. I was like, look, I'm working for somebody big. You know what I'm saying? She was like, well, who is it? I was like, Will Smith. She's like, oh, yeah, we gonna get you there. And this bitch got to working, man. And got that shit on for me Monday. Flew out Wednesday. Gave some more content, shot some shit. Basically, the guru shit I got from him.
The guru lesson?
The guru lesson was when you get a chance to seize the opportunity, shit gonna come into play. Knock that shit out the fucking park. That's what you do.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
So how did he say?
No, y'all done met. I'm talking. Huh?
So how did he say? He was like, yeah, so once you get it.
No, he told a story, bro. This man, you don't even know, man. You ain't know Will ain't. I ain't supposed to tell you.
I already know what you're saying, but
right.
I ain't gonna tell you.
He had to sign the NDA. He had to sign the same shit. Beyonce make bitches sign the party with her.
I said, you well, you always had bread. He said, nope. I'm like, man, I'm talking about once you start rapping, because he started rapping high school. See, it's a whole period Will Smith, like, we don't even know, because we just pick it up. You just saw him when he was popping.
Superstar.
He was good about keeping it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing. Yeah, it's dope. You gonna see some content to come out. All I'm gonna tell you is the content gonna be dope. I ain't say none of this right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm hallucinating.
The owner done came back in.
All this shit made up.
I was gonna give
I took mushrooms before I came
thing,
in here,
but the owner done came back in.
Yeah, this is a dream.
Yeah, watch it once he see the episode.
No, he gonna say, hey.
I was wrecking shit. Hey, look at the white man. Hey. Look at the white man walking by. Look at all those niggers.
No, that's why I'm
Yeah, we in y'all shit.
So y'all. I had to do my guru.
That's a hell of a guru. You know what I'm saying? You sit in a room with niggas that's
see what happened.
Being able to say that they sat in a room with Diddy and Will.
Awesome.
Hey, that's some gangster shit.
And working, you know what I'm saying? This is
you
what
in
it's
there.
About.
You, and
it's
you, a, and they looking at you.
Oh,
like,
no, they know you. They talking
they know
to
who you.
They
is.
Know what's the game.
Right.
So he's like, hey, Clay. Like, I don't know how to Will talk, but he's like, Clayton.
No, I'm just playing. He do that a lot.
For real. He do that shit.
I don't know. He do it in the movie. Nah, he cool. But, like, yeah, he makes sure, like, everybody cool. Like, the lowest person on the shoot. Right. He makes sure everybody take care of him. He's one of them dudes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn, I would have definitely put everything on Will Tap.
No matter where we was
at. I don't give a fuck what it is. You want this boat? Yeah, Will got it.
As soon as it come time to pay, be like, Will, did you change your diet, my nigga?
Because I'm dead.
You looking like you did when you was in Ali, my nigga. I don't know what it is, but your man.
In pursuit of happiness, I cried with you.
Hey.
I just want you to do that.
We ain't had to. Folks was just geese shit.
Yeah.
Like Will Smith, people be. Hey.
have this.
Let me tell you something. The more money
y'all
you
drinking,
the more money you get, the less money you gotta spend. Man, that's crazy.
Diddy don't pay
for shit.
They don't. Nothing. Nobody pay for shit.
Will don't. They. I'm telling you.
That's dope.
Book you, a whole flight. Book a whole trip.
When you think about that level of stardom, though, no, when you walk into a room and then you into the room immediately makes the room worth 10 times more than what it was before you stepped.
Because you know what they're going to say? I want to go to the resort that Will Smith went to.
Every single time you step in the room, it don't matter where it is. If you step in the room, you elevate everything that's going on. You know what I mean? It's just like me and my partner was talking. We went to the Comedy Store last night and Chappelle was out there. And they said that the show had sold out in like 4 minutes or something like that as soon as they put the tickets out.
Do the big.
Exactly. And then, right. And it's like, but Chappelle is in a crazy position because he can go to any place in this country, any comedy club in this country, and immediately come and say, hey, I'm going to do some time tonight. And then the moment the people in that area find out that Chappelle is coming, they coming.
That's another guru.
Yep.
Each time. And then as a business owner from the business side of comedy, you need that, because the moment you make the phone call to Chappelle coming to do 40 minutes at your club, everybody coming to the club. You ain't going to be able to keep seats in there.
That's
so
right.
Just to be able to be in a position to be one of those people where you, wherever you go, you elevate the status of wherever you at, period. No matter what it is you do, the shit is crazy.
That's what we're doing.
You reading them books, boy.
That's what y'all been doing. That's what we continue in.
Yes, man. Yes,
so go ahead and get me on that revoke contract.
See, Fly, I don't think people, I think me and you only be catching that shit, man. That shit be so
funny. You want it already.
Hell no, that was hilarious.
That nigga's retarded. I went to the dispensary and got some of my favorite.
But hey, I'm on probation. Let me show you what the fuck I got, right? This shit is lit. I been getting geek. Send me now,
Look at the fur on that.
What's that, permafrost?
Look at the fur on this bud of marijuana.
Hey, what nigga going to turn to a weed crackhead? Hey,
stop, man. Oh, man.
The whole room smell like this now, people. Catch the aroma of California marijuana.
If y'all watch this, don't try this shit. This shit for grown
put
folk.
Put that up, bro. Put that up.
Where we at?
What that is?
This don't you don't like
Girl
this
Scout cookie?
Hell nah, this some ghost.
So
ghosty.
Oh yeah, them girls at that store can't write. I know where y'all went. I can tell by the handwriting. Yeah.
What'd you say?
No, it's ghost.
No.
That shit look like Oscar the Grouch got a haircut.
Ooh, that's a hell of a description right
that's
there.
That's a good description.
That's some 1970 shit.
Get
right
what I told
there.
Him. Hey, man. I want some indigo, but well, let's TAC.
The grass I'm smoking on look like Oscar the Grouch got his hair cut off, man. That's how furry it is, Jack.
Man, that's nothing, Jack, man. That last weed you had, man, that last reefer, man, it wasn't no huff, man. It was some real Bama slammer, man.
Yeah, man. Just like that, man. DC Young Fly pulled it out, man, and put it on the table for the world to see, Jack, because he want the people to see, man, we ain't doing nothing normal on this
man,
side, Jack.
Talk
your stuff, Fly. Turkey.
He's a righteous brother, man. My brother Darryl was getting married, man. He showed up with a whole half a pound of reefer, man. Gave everybody some, straight like that, Jack.
Yep, and I took some, even though he said it was free.
Exactly, man. It's going down when you come around. You got
hey,
Clayton
hit
in
it.
Here. Clayton, I don't know what's Clayton.
Sorry, one nigga that go
Clayton,
mad.
It don't matter what Clayton do, man. He could just come in the room, man. And when you see him, man, everybody gonna be like, hey, man, that guy's slapping there, man. Because that's what he does, Jack.
He's tall, Jack.
Ooh, Clayton English?
Yeah, hey, man.
No, Clayton English?
Yeah, listen,
who was down there with Wills?
Clayton, man. Oh, tell him, man.
Cat Daddy, man. I seen it.
It ain't
I seen
nothing.
Him pull up, man, with Deborah.
It ain't nothing.
He's smooth.
No, I ain't
hit it.
Pulled up with Deborah.
Who you pulled up
I
with,
ain't
then,
pulled
Clay?
Up. It was me and that young yam.
Look,
oh,
he's a
man.
Young yam, Mallory.
Oh my goodness,
me,
man.
Mallory, Megan,
and money, man. That's what he was
man,
thinking
we
about,
had
man.
So much money in the.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now.
Smoking on Mallory.
I can't sit still.
Powder,
hit it!
Yeah, man. My man DC flies,
hey,
man.
Hey,
he
man.
Get on that powder and he take off, man.
Jack, hey, y'all remember when powder was cool back in the day? Man, hit that stuff, man.
Everybody was on powder.
Come on,
man.
Stop being a pussy, Jack.
Stop being a pussy, Jack.
Powder.
Put your nose on the floor, man. nigga, show me you nigga down, start snotting, man.
They like, harder, man. Harder, Jack. I want to see the residue on your teeth, Jack. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
That's a cold case, Jack.
Don't you feel smooth?
That's a cold case, man.
That's gonna make good cocaine feel like. Don't you feel smooth?
What'd you say?
Yeah, give me one more, I'm man. One more on the backhand side, man.
Nigga, like, I'm
high. All the cool kids. I'm okay. Big,
yeah, exactly.
They graduated.
Man, go ahead. This chill.
This chill. Don't you feel smooth? All right.
Yeah, you're seeing things you ain't never seen before, man. You're hearing things you ain't never heard, man. That's what the powder does, man.
Way after you did the coke, nigga. Yeah.
Don't you feel smooth?
Don't you feel smooth?
Drugs like that. They be out, like, you remember when we was kids? They tried to make it seem like motherfuckers was just walking around giving away
drugs. They're going to try to give you drugs. Hey, you no, they not.
Drug, man.
You got to buy that shit.
Drug.
These motherfuckers charge the top dollar. They going to come through. I'm still waiting for the nigga to come through and give me some drugs. Hey, you want to get hooked? Yeah, and I've been waiting my whole life.
Let me tell you something. That crackhead epidemic, man. I'm talking about when people were coming outside, when there was lines.
They was giving crack away, though?
I know they weren't
giving crack away. No, they definitely wasn't giving. But when you think about the prices that they were selling it for, they was really giving it away.
Well, now,
you sitting on the corner serving half ounces and ounces all day. Ooh, that's a mean demonstration. You come get a half ounce for 40.
Oh, no, that's a lot. Shit. You're going to be.
Because you got your $20 rocks, your $10 rocks.
Camden, New Jersey got the cheapest rocks.
Back and forth all day, $2 and $3 in your ass to death. Man, just give me something.
Camden got $2 rocks.
That's the day we talking about back in the day.
They got $2 rocks.
In the 80s?
Yeah.
What you saying? That's coming back? They smoking rocks?
Oh, no.
The heroin is going crazy now.
Yeah.
Oh, opiates. Yeah.
That heroin been going crazy.
Hillbilly heroin.
That's the old. That's an old drug.
That's
most people don't know that. That's an old drug.
That is. But you came back light skin. Don't you feel smooth?
Hey man, check out my man's jacket, man. Ain't it smooth, man?
Ain't it
fly? My man got all the historic hip hop albums on his coat, man. You know why? Cause he wears the culture on his back, man.
Oh, bounce. Skate. Roll, bounce.
Hit that move, man.
Got to skate backwards there.
Roll, bounce.
Hey, you got to be a smooth nigga back in the day. Do some skate.
Nigga ain't never seen you on them skates fly. They don't know how nice you is on them skates, man.
Cold
on
it. Oh, man.
That nigga fly mean on them skates. You would have gave Bow Wow and them.
Only thing I can't do is outswim a shark. I'm probably about all I can't do.
You said what?
Only thing I can't do is outswim a shark.
Oh, you can't swim?
I can swim. I just can't outswim a shark.
Yeah. Maybe.
This nigga can do back.
Nigga's a ghetto savant, my nigga.
Why you playing? I can't.
He's a ghetto savant, my nigga. For
nigga
real.
Nigga can figure skate.
Okay, so you like the, you like Quavo. You can do everything?
Yeah.
You can be Quavo? That's a match. Y'all need to go at it,
I promise you I can.
Oh, and what? If you could pick it. Let's match that up.
Rap.
Oh, all right, see.
You see what I'm saying, man? Ain't no punches if being held really go, on this
if
side,
we gonna
man.
Take it there, if we gonna hit it,
we ain't scared of nothing, Jack. Whatever you bring it, man, and we waiting all to catch it, man. Right.
But now in basketball, I'll probably do a 1-2
and rap.
Oh no, most definitely rap. I ain't even tripping. I do a lot of Atlanta rappers with the rap. He ain't just him.
DC Young Fly Challenge?
Oh, no, man. These niggas don't want to say. They don't want to play with me.
Don't do that.
Only person I probably have a problem with I got to pay respect to the OGs.
The legend,
like, the Outkast.
Oh, yeah.
Big Crit. Other than that, I don't see nobody fucking with me. I'm just be 100. Nobody. None of the new niggas. Hey. Not even my homeboy.
And even
Migos, my homeboy.
That's how you supposed to be.
They can't fuck with me when it comes to that rap shit. Yeah, I got way more flows. And my balls are hard.
You got some flowers.
The nigga
you do got a bag of flowers.
So. All I need is that cosign. The moment I get that cosign and I get it, the whole world of it right, it's on the pop. That's all I need.
Just waiting on the world to they still waiting on the mix, dick right? Also.
You did a thing. I'm finna drop two on this year.
I want my dick rolled.
Hit it!
Yeah, DC. Show him one more time, man.
Oh, you got to catch that flight.
Yeah, I'm about to get out of here, man.
Damn, man. You got to go.
I got to go, man. Listen, man. I'm on American, man, because the country belongs to us, man. It's our place, man. Well, they told us that we wasn't supposed to be here, but we been here, man. They took us away from where we came, but told us we wasn't here and lied to our faces, man. But I'm about to go get on this plane because that's the only way I can get to where I got to go to be where I need to be to do what I need to do, man.
Bro.
You said it.
Bro.
You said it.
Write that the fuck down. I don't think you understand that's how they fucking talk. I need, what you say? I said I got to go get
on the plane, man, so I can get to where I'm going, to be where I need to be, to do what I need to do, man. Because if that don't get done, it ain't nothing going to be accomplished, man. Exactly. Hey, man, shout out to Carlos, man, the DC, man, Clayton, Chad, man, Joe, man, Billy, man, Billy's wife, man.
No, don't give me no shout out, man, because just like you were saying, man, niggas ain't did what we done did to have what we done have, so they ain't
talk
got
what
we got, man. You understand? So that's why they don't feel how we feel, because they ain't never did what we did. That's why they ain't going to never get what we getting over here.
Yeah, man.
The whole time I was telling them. Look. I was like, nigga, don't worry about what this man at or what this man at. You need to be worried about what you at, nigga, what you did today.
Talk your shit, call
up! But what you doing now, though? Sometimes you got to look at a nigga and just be like, damn, what you doing?
Damn,
how? How we gonna sell
this
shit?
Yes, yes. I hate to have to leave my brothers, but I have to. I have to remove myself from this situation in order to go be prosperous in other situations.
Come on now. You gotta say prosperity.
No, no, I wasn't my brother. What you were listening to was a message of love and peacefulness. And I'm about to go to the airport and go through security and be violated by rights that were not ever created for people who look like me and my brothers. But what I will continue to do is push an agenda of peace and prosperity for our people. Amen. Carlos Miller, I thank you, my brother, for being one of the most magnificent black men to ever walk the planet. And DC Young Fly, the things that you are able to accomplish proves that the black man is the original man. Because you being able to accomplish the things that you are able to accomplish on a daily basis, I might add, proves that your lineage and your DNA is the stuff of greatness.
Science.
And there is nothing that any white man, or any man for that matter, can do to disprove this.
Teach, my brother. Teach.
My brothers, I thank you, Clayton. I have not forgotten you. For you to have the skin of the man who has bared so much traumatic experience within our culture and our history. For you to still sit here today and be as real of a brother as you are, you deserve your credit. And I am going to give it to you, my brother. There is nothing more that is less than before there is anything worth having, my brother.
But brother, I beg of you, don't get it twisted. Though thy dilution may have tinted the skin, the soul that resides within is blacker than the darkest abyss.
Hey, my brothers, and with that, I am going to remove myself from this circle of greatness, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
This nigga's brother being Nolly. Poetic. Brother Nolly. Hey! Brother Nolly.
Just on a little bit, y'all. Just on a little bit, huh?
That's too much right now.
Thank you, sir.
When you need a hit, who you going to get?
Not really.
Who was your man?
You stupid.
You know how many ghetto kids Blue Dot is responsible for? When you drop this shit.
Just, you know what I mean?
Back on the cars.
Yeah. Fried foods and all that, you know what I mean? And then start dropping.
Still, hey man, we got D-Fly. Come in, man. Come on,
you get one. Get a pick.
You already know what's going down. He making beatbox sounds.
I said, ooh, we don't grab too hard. I'm in the front of the stove with the security guard. He got the beat. And you know I'm bringing the heat. And when I get something to eat, I might get a little treat from the liquor store. Because it's right next door. We trying to get it on. And you already know it's Chico Bean and Carlos too. I'm about to kick it off, dog. Because that's what we do.
I say, yeah.
That's enough. That's enough. Just so you know it ain't a fluke, man.
Hey man, it was good jamming with y'all brothers, man. You know, come and see me. I'm gonna be here until I'll be here to 8. You know what I'm talking about? 2 out of 8 every day.
You look at my man, he right here. All you gotta do is come get him. He'll get you a live beat on the spot.
That's right. We got chicken wings and thighs and things up in here. You know what I mean?
Chicken wings, thighs, and musical strings.
Yeah, I got y'all taking.
Cool. Hey man, y'all come holler at me when y'all.